He better get somebody else to wear the tie then. Mm-hmm. He better have somebody with a tie on that job, you know? Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's free to make decisions.
That he has time to sit down and think clearly mm-hmm. without being, you know?
That's good advice.
Well,
you say he lost the...
He sure was a fine fellow. Mm-hmm. He still is. I like him a lot, but he lost it all, you mm-hmm. know? That boy did everything before he got it. He's a commercial fisherman. And he's got a couple of afflicted children. And he was so good to him. That's another thing made me like him a lot. And he turned over in the Yazoo River in his boat in the wintertime. Freezing cold, had hip boots on. How he swam out, I don't know. I said, Bud, how in the hell did you get out of that river? He said, it wasn't nothing to it. I looked over in the bank, next stood my kids over there. And it wasn't nothing going to keep me from them.
Good way to put it.
That's right. Way. He said, I looked over on the bank, there my kid was. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'd go on to him.
Mm-hmm. There was enough fish in the Yazoo to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did pretty good. Mm-hmm. But as I say, hunting and fishing, he knew those woods back in there, and he knew there was a lot of high land in there. And as soon as they got this flood control pretty well under control, you know, then he was right in there to grab that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it for nearly nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
see. What names would you have for the different kinds of land? This, you say, the land that was underwater most of the time along the river is just swamp.
Swamp land. Breaks, and we have our heavy land. We call them buckshot.
Buckshot. The difference between buckshot and gumbo is something that bothers me because I don't understand
it. I don't know that I understand it. We always had on the farm, we had so many tubes and things. We had a clevis and a buckhead. And I've heard quite a bit of discussion of which one was right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia stock and scooter stock, all the same thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
but some people, no, hell no, it's, you know.
is buckshot,
buckshot
good land? Does that?
Buckshot is the same type of land. It has a little better drainage, in my way of thinking. Now, I don't know what it is. Gumbo is, I used to live on Quiver River, which is, I've heard it's, people say anybody had good sense wouldn't live on it, I guess, but you have to make a living doing something. Mm-hmm. That's where we first went to down there. I remember riding in a wagon. We moved, this country hadn't developed too well then. It was gravel roads, but some of them wasn't. We lived about a mile off, and the morning we'd get in a wagon and go to meet school bus. And I have seen four mules have to be unhitched from an empty wagon that couldn't pull it through that. Now that was gumbo.
That's gumbo.
They get out with boots on and walk on to the mm-hmm. school bus, you know.
It was a kind of sticky clay then, is that?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
heavy. Well, then where does the buckshot come in? Does that have some
That's a little better drained land, I reckon. You know, it's the same type of soil, more or less.
It is.
You know how this land is formed down here. Of course, we are a little bit more in Delta, where it's all grown up. Now, right here in Greenwood, you see where we are, how far we are from the Mississippi River over there?
Mm-hmm.